This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, a 24-5 win tonight. You guys come out from the start. I think you literally held the ball for the first 5 minutes of the game. They never had possession. Anything off the top of your head that you saw that maybe you didn't like in this victory?
Well, you know, I think that we got to shoot the ball a little bit better early on. You know, I thought we had a lot of really great opportunities early on, especially the first 20 minutes of the game. I thought we missed a lot of easy ones. Tyler Furman should have had 6 goals in the first quarter. You know, he kind of missed some. So we got to finish our opportunities a little bit better. That's come to haunt us at times this year, so we got to do a better job. Been working at it, but you know, I do think we are shooting the ball a little bit better and getting better, but we need to work on that. I thought we shared the ball a lot, which is really big of what we're trying to do. Better offensively, I think we've been a lot better offensively, and defensively, I think we're starting to gel a little bit. Dimitri's playing well. A lot of good things are happening.
You know, you and I were just talking a little bit before we came on. 15 different goal scorers led by Billy's 5, and when you get 15 different guys to score, I mean, things are obviously going your way.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of our young guys played better, you know, and we played them last time. I thought our young guys get in didn't play very well. It's good to see our young guys get in, share the ball, everybody touch it, and really play a good brand of offense, because those guys are our future, so we want to see them do some good things. And I was really happy that Nick Garassi played, Tyler Furman played. Good to see Eddie McLaughlin get in there, you know, Billy Abel, a lot of those guys, John Bursey, I thought all played really well. And some of our younger D guys, like, you know, Taylor Morgan and Brock Hurley, I thought did a great job when they got in there.
Coach, obviously it's a quick turnaround. I know it's a 7-4 Albright on top at halftime. What's up for you guys? Do you stay up, see who you're going to play, and then kind of start game planning tonight?
Well, I'm going to go down to my office and watch the game and see how it goes. And, you know, we know both teams very well, obviously. And, you know, we'll be ready, get our scouting report ready, have films at 11, practice at 12, get our guys at long break and be ready to go on a Saturday night at 7. But we've done it before. You know, we played, you know, Nazareth and Cortland back-to-back, two very good teams, and we're able to handle it. And, you know, we're able to get our guys out early. And, you know, I think we're playing well with a lot of energy. So I'm pretty excited about Saturday night.
Now, you guys, you mentioned the freshmen and the younger guys playing really well. One guy that I thought played pretty well was Kevin Kane tonight. Came in for Dimitri in the middle of the game. Yeah. I thought Kevin had some really solid
minutes. It's always good to get all our goalies some time. Kevin's done a great job being the backup goalie for Dimitri the last 2 seasons. I think he knows his role, and when he gets in, he makes the most of his minutes, and he's a great kid, and I thought he did a good job.
Coach, I inaccurately predicted the weather wouldn't be a factor when I talked to you before the game. But I said that weather
so
would.
Did I.
I said you wouldn't have worn white pants if you thought it was going to rain.
Yeah, I thought we were buying. I saw a little blip there, and I was like, oh, it's going to go a little south of us, and apparently it didn't. And so, but just another day of rain around here. So, you know, that joke maybe should have canceled the game, but no, it was fine. It's a little weather, and I thought our guys handled it well. You know, I think we did a good job. It was coming down as hard as I've seen it come down before. It was, and you kind of heard it coming because it started hitting the stadium. And you heard it coming our way. I was like, oh, here it comes. I get into Tim Paul. So, but it's part of the game. You know, when you play those games in the weather, it's all part of the game. You practice in it, and you know, it's just, it didn't affect us too much. And I think the guys had actually a lot of fun with it. They were kind of smiling and laughing about it. So I said, let's take a big bath, boys, and have fun. That's what we did.
At least it was 72 this time, not 41.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I think the other thing too is you guys got pretty much everything you wanted out of this win. Everybody, a lot of guys got to play. Brent Hyken had a really nice game for you, and everybody got out injury free.
Yeah, that's what we want. You know, we think we just played well. You know, I think we're starting to really peak at the right time, and we'll see how we do tomorrow. We just keep it rolling.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Saturday night.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All Access postgame show. We're joined now by the Commonwealth Conference Offensive Player of the Year, Stephen Bannock, and Steve adding 2 goals and 4 more assists tonight. Let's talk about the game tonight, Steve. First of all, you guys come out at the beginning. You start out playing pretty well, controlling the ball most of the game. How did you think the team played from start to finish tonight?
Yeah, I think we came out strong, and we knew we needed to just come out, work the ball, and get this win. So,
you guys scored 24 goals, 15 different guys get a goal, led by Billy's 5. I mean, it really was working for you guys offensively tonight.
Yeah, we love to get all the guys in, you know, especially the younger guys, you know, work the ball and get everyone in, you know, get everyone a touch and, you know, get everyone the goal or whatever.
How did it feel midway through the first and throughout the second quarter when Mother Nature had her way with you guys?
Yeah, it was kind of awesome. You know, we were kind of talking to the other guys on the other team, and it was pretty fun. So it was Yeah, it was a good time.
I mean, are you freezing cold out there? I mean, there's a mixture of sweat, rain, and it's not that cold outside, but what's your body feel like during that?
You know, after I got pulled, you know, standing over on the sideline, it was getting pretty chilly just being soaking wet, so that wasn't that fun.
Now, seeing some of the younger guys get in, the freshmen, the guys that don't necessarily get a whole lot of playing time, and they played pretty well that fourth quarter. What's it like for you as a guy, you know, who's a leader on this team, to see those guys step up and play well?
Well, I mean, I go against those guys every day in practice, and I mean, mean, they work just as hard as anyone, and, you know, we don't have that mentality to where, you know, we think that everyone on our team can accomplish anything, and, you know, we got to be able to throw anyone in there and get the job done, so that's what we do.
Steve, what is your individual accolade, Offensive Player of the Year in the Commonwealth Conference, mean to you coming off of last year where, you know, you couldn't play last year because of injury? Obviously, you had a very good freshman year in a different conference, but what does that mean to you to come back and come back all the way strong?
You know, that, it's a great honor, but the individual things don't really mean anything if you don't accomplish our ultimate goal, and that's to get to the national championship. So that's what we're going for.
You get a short turnaround between now and Saturday, roughly 48 hours or so. What do you do in these 48 hours to kind of rest up, heal your body, and get ready to go again on Saturday?
You know, we just kind of stay focused, and tomorrow we'll come out. We got a pregame. You know, we just got to get that done and just stay focused and concentrate on what we got to get accomplished.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Big win for you guys tonight. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, guys.